Bank of Cardiff, this is Straw.
Hi, this is Dr. Brisley calling. You left a message at the office regarding evidently some kind of business loan application and information.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to see if I could chat with you about what you're talking about with this.
Sure, of course. Is this the phone number I left the message on, ending in 2342?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Give me one second. I'll pull it up for your file.
Now, is that Joel?
Ja, J-I-A.
J-I-A.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, it's taking a little time for me to pull it up, but that's okay. I can pull it up later. What's the name of your practice?
It's Mark W. Brisley, DDS, PC.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. And I left a message last Friday, probably, or Thursday?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the mailing you said you sent arrived at the, I picked it up then that weekend, so it obviously...
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that is. Okay. Yeah, so it's just like a pre-approval for equipment financing and working capital. And we based it off of some previous financing we did with like another bank in our network. I don't know exactly which one it is because I don't have it. Yeah. So do you have anything coming up, you know, this quarter or this year where you might need some financing?
Well, what I was thinking about doing was talking to you about what kind of rates and terms you have, because BHGs actually are, you know, at this stage of the game, I've had the loan long enough to go past any prepayment penalties, but their rates are pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to see if I can, you know, stay within the time frame that I have for paying the thing off, but lowering the rate to improve cash flow.
Sure. How much do you owe to them?
There's still $115,000 still remaining on that loan.
Okay. And what type of terms do you have with them?
It's monthly payment. I pay, you know, just a smidge less than $3,000 a month. And
okay.
I think the rate on it is somewhere between 14% and 16%. It's ridiculous.
Okay. That is, and it's annualized 14, 16%. Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you had the loan for already?
It's over 3 years.
3 years, okay. And what was the original amount that you owed them?
150.
Oh, wow, 150, and after 3 years, it's only paid down $35,000?
Yep, I've been
paying
a ton of interest, haven't I?
That's crazy.
Well, it was an interesting problem. I had a real estate transaction that was almost going to go south, and the problem with it was either go south or do this. And so I did this in order to bail it out. Fortunately, that worked out well. You know, the house was rescued, and now it's three times more than it was. But I'm trying to see if I can get this thing squared away. The problem with it was is that their first 3 years had penalties attached to them for prepayment, which were pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And that is now expired as of April.
Okay.
So there's no penalties associated with paying it off now, so it makes sense to kind of look and see if I can refi it.
Yeah.
And possibly gain just a little extra cash because I've got... I wanted to get a new laser.
Okay.
And, you know, there was a, you know, so refi the loan, get a couple of pieces of equipment, play the game.
Sure. So what I can do, because we actually do both equipment financing and working capital, so I can actually split up your loan and see which combination is the best deal for you, whether I can, you know, get you all the capital and you can just buy the equipment on the side, or is it splitting up the loan with equipment financing on top of the capital would be the best fit for you.
Right.
Okay. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
The office, you know, it's the adjusted gross would have been 600 and I think it was 75,000.
Okay. And that's before, you know, the write-offs and all that, right? The gross sales.
No, actually, before the write-offs was a 920.
Okay,
I have a lot of PPO plans that I belong to.
Okay. So before write-offs and all that is 920, so that's the one we're going to base it off of.
Yeah, no, that's.
Okay. And then this year, how are you tracking? About the same
right,
or?
Yeah, we're right on track with that.
Right on track, okay.
Yeah. Cool. As a matter of fact, we've been on a steady, solid growth. We average about 30 new patients a month.
Wow. A month. And are you a doctor's office, a dentist's office?
Dentist.
Okay. Oh, right, because you said DDS at the beginning.
Yeah. I've been in practice as of next month, 30 years.
Oh, wow. Nice. I actually work with a lot of doctors and dentists and optometrists. For some reason, I just so happen to work with a lot of them.
Yeah, well, we're like cockroaches. You turn over a rock and we'll find one.
Okay. All right. So how our loans work is the rule of thumb is we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So for 920, we can free up the low range, 920K, or sorry, 92K, and the high range I can free up about 138K. And so that would pay off your BFG loan. And also there is some extra capital in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how would you rate your credit?
Right now I have a 780 FICO.
780? Okay, that's good.
We just refinanced our house, so.
Ah, okay. So you know on top of your head.
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is the same house that you basically took out the BFG loan for, or is it like a different one?
Yes. Yeah, same place.
Okay, that's good. Sounds like everything is lining up for you now that, you know, you've let it play out for 3 years. You can refi your other house, that house, and maybe refi this loan, too.
Yeah, well, that was the intent.
Right. Okay. And how long have you been in business for, this current office?
30 years.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been in the industry for?
30 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the laser that you mentioned, do you already have any quarter invoices for that, or is that just kind of on your wish list to look at?
Well, I'm looking at them, but you know, I mean, right now, I don't think I'm going to get a high end one. I think I'm probably looking at something in about the $10,000 or $12,000 range.
Okay.
I don't have a need for anything too crazy. I just need a diode laser. I do a fair amount of implant therapy, and so it comes in handy.
Okay. So what does it do exactly? Does it kind of map it out for you?
No, the laser? No, it's actually used for soft tissue surgery.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it basically becomes a bloodless surgery because you can actually just make an incision and it cauterizes the incision at the same time.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, not so messy.
Yeah. All right. Okay, and then do you have any kind of like quarter invoice for that yet, or that's just kind of like a ballpark amount that you know that's going to cost you?
Yeah, I've been looking into different products. There's about a dozen of them out there, and I'm trying to figure out which one will work best, both size-wise and function-wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I haven't made a determination on which one I'm going to get yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know when you might be able to make a decision on that?
No, not really. I was just, you know, like I said, that's on my wish list for this year. And, you know, I've got to go to a couple more seminars, you know, because they do have hands-on. So the nice part about it is you can go to these things, learn about their products, and then play with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to two, and I'll probably go to several more before I make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of test it out and see which one's the best fit.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, kind of like taking a test drive on a car.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sounds good. So what I can do is I can first just look at the capital side of your loan first. And then once we get that squared away, then we can look into the laser. The reason why I want to do it that way is so that the capital I give you or qualify you for, I can take out the $10,000 to $12,000 off of it first. So that way you don't have to pay interest on that. And then once you make a decision on the piece that you want, then you can come back to me and then with the quote or invoice, and I can get you the financing for that additional 10 to 12. So it will save you, you know, maybe a couple $100 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, perfect. So, have you had a working capital loan before?
I've had a couple.
You have a couple, okay.
Yeah,
so,
when I first started my practice, I took out a working loan to equip the office.
Oh, okay.
Paid that one off, and then when I remodeled the office the first time, I took out a loan for that one, paid that one off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got this one now, which I'm working with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it sounds like you have a little bit of experience on that, but I'll explain how our bank works. So how our working capital loan works is we qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you can take out however much you want. And then our terms ranges from 3 months to 3 years. So it is a little bit shorter term compared to your BFG, what you have right now. But the good thing is, you know, it's going to be a disciplined termed loan, so you don't have to, you know, end up paying a whole bunch of interest and still have the loan, you know, years later on, which sounds like, the situation you're in right now. And what we do is we deposit the money straight into your account. And then from that same account, we do a automatic deduction of either a daily, weekly, or monthly, whichever one you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you can use that money. You can use it for whatever you need. So you can use it to pay off that loan, or, you know, you can use it for whatever else it is that you want. But obviously, you know, the main thing is you want to use this money to pay off the loan.
What kind of rates are we talking?
So it's not annualized, so it's not APR. So it's a little bit different from, you know, what you're used to, the 12 to 16%. What we do is we do a rate factor. So basically, let's just say your loan is 10 cents on a dollar. And let's just say the loan is like $10,000. If it's 10 cents on a dollar, you pay back $1,000 in interest. And so when you sign when you see the contract, what it does is basically will tell you your loan amount, your advance amount is, let's just say, $100,000. Your payment, your total payback is going to be, let's just say, $125,000. And then your term is a monthly payment of X amount, basically.
Okay.
And then, but since it seems like you have a really good credit, you're probably going to qualify for one of our better programs.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure I understand how that works. Is there a way that they can actually translate that to, you know, a rate that makes kind of sense?
Like an APR rate?
Yeah, just added, you know, so you could understand, you know, I'd like to be able to compare apples to apples rather than apples to oranges.
All right, okay. I can take a look at that and see if we can, you know, find like a number that you're used to. What I would need is just application from you, and I'll be able to give you the terms and rates and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So our application is just a one page, and it's just the basic business information. And I just need most recent 6 months of bank statement from you and just the most recent tax return.
Okay, so you're going to need 6 months of bank statements, did you say?
Mm-hmm, 6 most recent months. So from December to May. And do you only have one bank account or you have a couple?
No, I have about 5.
5?
I have a payroll account. See, what I do is I have a we do direct deposit here at the office.
Right.
So there's a direct deposit account, and I have a bill paying account. Then I have a payroll account. And then there's a savings account for the office and a personal account and a personal savings.
Oh, okay.
Then there's a line of credit as well that I use for whatever emergencies happen to be available.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I won't need the personal bank accounts. So I just need the ones that are associated with the business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then do you already have 2015's tax return?
Yep.
You do? Okay, cool. So I'll just need that. And it just shows your gross sales, basically. Okay. And what's a good email for me to send over the application?
Okay, now the tax return. You want the corporate return? Do you need the K-1 as well?
Just the corporate one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The email address is D as in dog, R as in Richard, B as in boy, at LagunaDDS.com.
LagunaDDS.com. Okay. DR, B as in boy, at LagunaDDS.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send this over to you. Do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
Well, I'd have to take a look and see if I've got this stuff in, you know, hard copy or if it's in PDF. I don't know. I'm sure that the bank statements I can probably, you know, save to a file and send those. But I don't know if my tax returns are. I'd have to ask and see if I've got it in that form or not.
Okay.
I don't know. If it is, I can probably get it. But, yeah, no, it shouldn't take too long to get all that stuff together.
Okay, sounds good. And then also, if you could send over the contract for the loan you want to pay off, so that way the underwriters can take a look at it and, you know, get you the best deal possible.
Yeah, no, I have actually just contacted them on that. I can send you over a contact information and a cover page on that one.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and then I guess just give me a call if you have any questions, and maybe I'll just touch base with you in a day or two, if I don't see anything yet.
Okay, I'll start seeing what I can do about working. You may get it in trickles depending on what I get.
Okay, no problem.
So I'll play with it that way. Now, the application that you're going to be sending over is just, you know, something I need to fill out.
Yeah, it's just business information, personal information, just a signature, basically.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Great. I will see what I can do.
All right. Good talking to you. Look forward
to
doing
business
with you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.